The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Every great architect is necessarily a great poet. He must be a great original interpreter of his time, his day, and his age. And that is by Frank Lloyd Wright. I am Beth Allen, DIY expert, contractor, and educator. And today on The Empowered Homeowner, we are talking about architecture and what you as a homeowner need to know about hiring an architect and a design team so your next home renovation can be as successful as possible. So let me introduce you to two lovely ladies that are here from the Wolstein Home Associates in Bucks County. We have Kelly Adamski, the Director of Operations and Business Development, and Brigitte Rogers, the Creative Director and Interior Designer. So, ladies, I'm so happy that you are here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so, I'm really excited.
I need to start off by telling this crazy story about Brigitte. We've known each other. Yes, cut for what? My gosh, 9 years, I think?
Maybe a little longer.
Yeah, 9 or 10 years. Yeah. So one day I get this message on LinkedIn from a person I do not know, and she's asking me if I would be interested in meeting her for coffee because she works in television and thinks I need my own TV show. And I'm like, who is this crazy stalker?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so we meet at a Starbucks. We sit down, and an hour and a half later, we're both crying. We're like new best friends.
Yes.
And she has literally helped me produce lots of content.
Yep.
Including my own reality show pilot. And if you want to see it, it is on my YouTube channel. Sadly, some of the big media outlets said it was too educational. So
yes.
Go figure. God forbid we try to educate homeowners.
We were too mm-hmm. smart.
Yes. So, but that's what we're going to do today is Written educate homeowners. Yeah. So
those are fun times, though.
Oh, great times. So many laughs. So I want to talk about architecture and design and how the everyday homeowner can utilize these services, because mm-hmm. we often think, you know, it's big commercial projects. We don't think of it as something for a home renovation. So yep. can you tell me about what does Wolstein Home Associates do, and mm-hmm. What are your roles in the firm?
Sure. Wolstein Home Associates is a full-service architecture and interior design firm. So we have 10 employees. We have 5 architects. And 3 interior designers. Architecture is really, it's not just about designing a building or a home. It's about making dreams a reality. So incorporating a lot of different elements of design and what people like and what people need and putting it on paper and creating a roadmap for builders. So my background is in building.
I love that. Yeah. Women in building.
Yes, women in building.
Treasure.
Yes.
So I worked for a construction company, and I worked with John Wolstein Home for years, and we called ourselves the power team. I just really always enjoyed working with him, and he offered me an opportunity to come and do operations and help him run his company and also business development, so grow his company and look for new ventures and new ideas and new areas to tap into. So that's what I do. But really incorporating all levels of design on all levels, including the building. So,
yeah.
And Brigitte, what is your role?
I am the creative director at Wolstein Home Associates and interior designer. So it's me and 2 other designers in our department. And I basically kind of just oversee the department, the social media stuff, creative, and then on top of that, the interior design stuff. What's that?
And growing,
yes, yeah. And development. But just in terms of what you're asked in, as far as architecture and residential and not just buildings type of thing, the architecture part of it, married with the interior design, is important for residential because, to Kelly's point, they do help you develop your dream home in terms of how will you live in this space? How are you going to function in this space? How your rooms are laid out, where things are, placed within the home. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of why we spend so much time with our clients, both on the architecture and the interior design side, is to understand who they are, how they live, and, what their goals are for their home.
Yeah, I think people overlook the importance of both the form and the function.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know I live in a, you know, 1997, you know, builder grade development, and everything was the same. And yeah. at the time, I didn't know the knowledge that I know now in terms of, well, I would have moved this here or modified. And for homeowners, if they are having a renovation, you really need to think about what is my particular work style in the kitchen, or I have a special need in the bedroom that I need X, Y, and Z, from outlets to
some people
to
have special needs
like
in the bedroom. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and also, it's people don't realize the importance of having architectural drawings when doing these renovations. You don't just need drawings when you're building a custom home. If you're doing an addition, you need drawings. If you're doing certain renovations, taking down walls, you need to have signed and sealed drawings by an architect or an engineer to get a building permit. So it's really, an architect should be your first stop before going to a builder or anything like that, because you need to have these plans. You need to have something on paper, something approved, structurally sound. And Brigitte will talk a little bit about the interiors part, but it's so much more than just the lines on the paper.
And sometimes even as interior designers, you know, we'll go in and kind of scope a project and say, you actually need an architect to come in. You don't always need one, you know, just to build your home. If you're looking to knock down a wall or, you know, expand a little bit, you do need an architect to take a look at it, even if it's just for a few hours, just to make sure that the plans are accurate and if there's any permitting needed. Especially for us, because we're very thorough. We want to make sure that we're doing things the right way. So we'll recommend that. And that's the beauty of having our team there. Like, we can even sit with an architect before we go and say, do you think we need an architect here? And they'll say, absolutely. Or, no, I think you'll be fine.
Right. Because there are some projects that don't involve load bearing walls mm-hmm. and things like that.
Correct.
That can be more just a design and replacing cabinetry and things like Correct. That versus yeah. the things that are more structural in terms of yeah. HVAC, electric, mm-hmm. your plumbing. Like, people right. don't understand that, like, you can't just take down a wall when that is the primary source of HVAC for
Correct.
Your upstairs.
Right. Correct.
So that's actually part of my job, is I go to all the new potential client meetings and I qualify the projects and I walk around and look at the scope of work and I decide, is this an interiors job? Is it an architecture job? But with my building background, I'm able to give the clients an idea of, you know, spatial planning or things like the HVAC, or say, well, you can't remove this. It's a load-bearing wall. If we remove it, we'll have to add structural steel and you will need architectural drawings, those sorts of things. And then I will be the one writing the proposals. But it's helpful because I have the knowledge of pricing of things. So mm-hmm. having done these projects in the past, I can say, oh, well, you want to do this addition, you know, how much are you looking to spend? First qualify it and give them realistic expectations of what they can and can't afford and what things will cost.
You especially. Mean they're not going to have a realistic view from watching the television shows?
Oh, no. You mean you can build a $300,000, 8,000 square foot home, like in Texas?
Sure.
No.
Oh, and then you just leave for 3 days and you come home and it's all done.
And it's all done. Yes. And, you know, yeah, you can take down that load-bearing wall in 24 hours.
Sure.
And no problem at all. I belong to a Facebook group of, it's a Handy Women home improvement page. And so many times I see pictures posted and a woman will post, I really want to take this wall down. Do you guys think it's load-bearing? And I'm like,
do you guys think
you're asking other women who are just DIYers,
right,
who don't have any contracts or license.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, please get an architect. You need to bring in a GC and an architect. And
there's a whole electrical panel on the wall.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like, there are some things that I am all for having people DIY, but not major electric, major plumbing, or structural.
Mm-mm.
You need to bring in the professionals, because it's not just how long is it going to take? What is the disaster I'm going to create if I do this wrong? Right. It's your resale value.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
And you need to have permits, and you have to have it on record with your township.
Right.
In order to sell the house.
People don't think about those things, though. They don't realize when you go to sell the house. I'm working with someone previously, a client in California who's doing a fireplace, but the GC was like, well, we could just build it. You don't have to get permits. And I told her, no, you do, because if you go to resell that house, you may have to rip that entire thing back out. And she did. It took her 3 months to get it, but
So what is the importance for homeowners to consider hiring an architect rather than going straight to the contractor? How can you save someone money and time by tackling this at the beginning?
Hold on, before you answer that, let me take my jewelry off because I'm making a lot of noise here.
This is actually something I say on all my pre-qualifying calls. So we do a very collaborative approach. So every time that we meet with clients, if they end up selecting us, obviously you need plans before you can start building anything. But we actually recommend, rather than waiting for your plans to be finalized, select a builder that you know, that you trust, that you've seen their work. Select them before the plans are finished. Don't take finished plans and bid them out to three different builders. That's wasting builders' time, which is very, very little to begin with. And it's going to motivate a builder to give you the most accurate pricing and really help with the design from the beginning. So we can make recommendations for builders along the way based on the scope of your project, the timing of when you want to start, your budget, all of those factors. But we really recommend selecting the builder during our process, because then when we're in the design development phase, we can get preliminary pricing from that builder just to make sure that we're on track. So the first question I ask before anything is, what is your budget? So we'll design something that's within that budget. We don't want to over-design so then you can't afford to build what we draw you.
Right.
Because then if you're going to a builder with plans, they give you a budget or a proposal and you're like, wow, I need to cut 200 grand. Then you're going back to the architect, having to redraw the plans. You're wasting time. You're wasting money. Mm-hmm. And no one has enough of that.
Correct.
Right. So do it right the first time. Have it be a full collaborative approach. And, you know, avoid any change orders or builders misrepresenting what things are going to cost or going in low with allowances. Get a good builder helping from the start, and together as a team, we will make sure you can build your project within that budget.
That's really a great approach.
That's one of the things that I found so attractive about this firm is that we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And for us at least, I think, you know, when you're building a home, having your interior designer, your builder, and your architect from day one is crucial to, A, the success of and the outcome of your home and to your budget. Because to Kelly's point, if, you know, all of a sudden they design this home, you bring it to a builder, and now they're like, okay, it's X amount of money, you got to, you know, cut some square footage off or change the plan, you've got to pay for that again. Then you get your interior designer involved, and she's thinking, well, where are you having your wall art? Where's your gallery wall? There's not one developed here. So now you got to go back and change the plans, as opposed to if we're all meeting together, we have one consistent vision and all of your goals that we are working towards together are like on one page.
Right, right. And you as a homeowner may have a treasured art piece that you need to fit into a certain space within your home. And again, if you don't know that ahead of time, how is that going to fit?
Correct.
Or you go to put it on a wall that has a pocket door.
Yes. And boy, isn't that
fun. And then that's
fun.
A change order.
Yes.
But I mean, there's so many details, right? Like, hey, my husband loves to sit here and read at night and I want a big comfy chair. Well, your outlet's all the way over there now. So as a designer, I know how I'm going to lay this room out. I know I'm going to have a chair here with the little, you know, pharmacy lamp. Let's put an outlet in the floor here. That's all pre-construction. That's all during the schematic build, you know, design builds.
Yeah.
Really important little features like that, that people don't always think about until later.
Yes, yeah. And I remember when we had our deck built, I brought in three different pros for bids. And I said to the first guy, handed him a drawing, very not at all architectural, but just a simple little drawing of how I wanted it. And he's like, no, your fireplace can't go there. It has to go on the solid wall straight on the back. And I'm like, no, I want the corner fireplace. Mm-hmm. And I found the builder who made it happen.
Yeah.
You know, and then I said
to him. It
looks
great, by the way.
Thank you. And then I said to him, I want a floor outlet because I wanted a sofa table in the middle of our deck to be able to put snacks out and charge my phone when I sit on the couch.
Yeah.
And, you know, and all those little things. But if you don't have a design eye or a designer to help prompt you with.
You need your designer to come and say, she wants to watch Real Housewives on this couch and plug in her phone.
No. Yeah, but
we need an outlet and we want to sit this way.
The last thing you want to do is invest $200,000 or $300,000 on a massive adjustment and renovation to your home and walk around and go, oh God, I wish I had done this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And it's about Seven P's.
Yes.
Proper prior planning prevents poor performance.
Correct. I mean, and it's, you know, we've seen so many different things, but, you know, if I have a client who's like, oh, I've always dreamed of having like a little tea room and I've always wanted to have a big, comfy, earthy living room. Well, that's great. Let's plan for that, right? So you need to have sectioned off rooms so that you can have these little different unique spaces. But if you don't plan for that and now all of a sudden there's an open flow, you know, you kind of have to be consistent now throughout your design theme because, you know, one space is leading into the next.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, ladies, I want to pause for a minute to do a shout out to our nonprofit partner that is helping other people attain homeownership. Oh. On any given day, over 500 people in Montgomery County, PA, are experiencing homelessness. Nearly 60,000 people don't have enough nutritious food to eat, and 8,600 families have income below the federal poverty line. Family Promise Monco PA is doing something about that by partnering with the community to address homelessness and hunger, one family at a time. FP Monco is able to support families through an emergency shelter, transitional housing, and a food pantry. If you'd like to learn more on how to get involved, you can visit fpmonco.org.
Well, ladies, as we were all here in our greens today.
Yeah, look at this, unplanned.
Totally unplanned.
Exactly.
Let's tackle a little bit of sustainability and what type of trends or approaches is your group bringing to sustainability factor?
It's a great question. In different commercial designs, we've done some green walls, recycled materials. We're really big on following green practices as far as energy usage. When designing a house, very often, especially for custom homes, we will do solar studies. So we'll see the direction of the sun and how it's hitting based on where windows are, just for better like heat absorption or also, you know, maintaining the temperature within the house. Also incorporating like radiant heat or hot water boiler heat or geothermal heat, and the use of a lot of recyclable products. So whether it's like flooring or different exterior materials.
You guys got it covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. John and members of the team are LEED certified. So,
oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic because it is so important.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. We're trying to make our homes as, you know, as functional and beautiful, but also energy efficient as they can be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it is solar, you know, integrating. And like you said, it's just even positioning of the house, you know, an angle that a new home is being put on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that for my bathroom, it is the northernmost facing corner of the house and our bathroom is so cold.
Mm-hmm.
So when we put in our tile floor, we put in the radiant
heat.
And it makes all the difference.
It does.
Extra insulation.
And it's not that expensive to do it.
It's
a small
few hundred
cost.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's important pieces that we can all be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
do that, though, when I did that. It was a mistake.
But we all learn from those.
Yeah.
And we pass on the information.
Thankfully, it was on me, not on a client.
Exactly. What approach do you bring in terms of dealing with families and trying to meet everybody's needs? What is your approach in the process of?
Well, I mean, that's our number one priority, at least from interior design. So, you know, we start with like a big questionnaire and that really helps us. So, you know, we're here to design the house to make it look beautiful, but it has to function for you and your family because, you know, beauty wears off, as we all know. And so after the, you know, shock of how beautiful everything looks, now you actually have to live here. And 6 months down the road, the last thing I want you to be like, well, this couch is so uncomfortable, or, you know, this thing is constantly blocking me from, you know, getting around to the, you know, pot that I'm trying to grab on the stove. So I think it's really important, and at least it's our top priority, to make sure that you will live well in this space, you will be happy in this space, and the things that you enjoy doing in your home that we can achieve through our design. And then all of the beautiful stuff is second.
Right, right.
And in that questionnaire, we often ask, like, if it's a husband and wife, like, we want to know both of your favorite colors, both of your least favorite colors. So we pander to both parties or mm-hmm. all parties, how including
often do you
children.
Fight? Do we need a spare right. room? Yeah.
our questionnaire is
that
like
couch have to be comfortable.
10 pages long.
Right, as they it are. Should be.
Yeah, we ask yeah. a lot of specific questions down to his wants, her wants, their wants, mm-hmm. playroom, you know, fireplaces.
Mm-hmm. Storage.
Yes. Yeah. Oftentimes we end up being marriage counselors. So correct. We're fighting oh. in the meetings. And it's like, let
sure.
me make the decision for you here, guys.
Yes.
But anytime. No, and we do meet with them one-on-one. We, mm-hmm. you know, especially interior design, it's such an intimate part of our business, right? Like we're coming into your home. We're getting to know you, how you live. You're sharing with us, you know, all of the inner workings of your house. So to us, it's really about building that relationship, getting to know you. And this way it helps us create, you know, the aesthetic and the home environment that we think would work for you.
Right. A lot of folks don't understand that home is such an extension of who we are.
100%.
Of who we are as individuals in the home, but who we are as a family unit. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's my home has just been, you know, a palette of self-expression, you mm-hmm. know. So yeah. people joke, you know, how long are you going to stay in your house? I said, till the pine box comes, you know, I'm here for the long you know, haul.
I always say happiness starts at home. And, you know, it doesn't matter how expensive your home is or, mm-hmm. you know, the status of your neighborhood. To me, it's how you live in your space reflects how you feel in life. And, you know, I have friends, I can go over there and I can just see their house and be like, are you feeling down? Like, what's going on? You just, because it's a reflection of you.
Yes. And of your outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And 100%. When a home is organized, functional, makes you happy, mm-hmm. it elevates
and,
you.
Yeah.
It really does. What are some of the biggest challenges that you have in working with homeowners during this design process? And how do you navigate some of them?
We need an hour for this one. I mean, you can talk about architecture, but interior design, I would say, you know, budget obviously being one, you know, just letting people know and, you know, from the beginning what their expectations can be. So if you want X, it's going to cost you this. You know, if your budget is more along these lines, let's be realistic and let's see where we want, like we want to give you everything you want, but where can we, you know, put the money? So what's most important to you? Is having that chandelier or the wallpaper because, you know, it's working within your means. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's a big challenge. And sometimes decision-making can be challenging for clients. And so that's where we really kind of take the rein on that and just, you know, kind of lead them in the right direction and help them make decisions. And I think laying out, you know, a minimal amount of options is helpful.
Yeah.
When
choose
you have
a
too
or
many,
B.
correct. When they don't know what they want and yeah. they're not sure, that's our job. Figure it out for them. Find out what you think is going to speak to them and present them with, you know, two options, not too many because then they get overwhelmed, and make the process as easy as possible.
Yeah, I think that's important. And then from
I will say for the architecture side, it's managing expectations yeah. and having
Isn't
them.
Isn't that life?
Yes, 100%. But just having them be realistic. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. it does center a lot around budget. I have encountered many people who are waiting for prices to come down since COVID, not realizing that will never happen. Mm-hmm. Sorry, everyone. It's not happening.
Yes, yeah. The cost of
Move
a
2x4
came down, right. but that's
lumber is
but
the only thing. It's a commodity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So unfortunately, I mean, these prices are never going down, but also, you know, managing budgetary expectations along the way and finding that sweet spot, doing value engineering as needed, but then them wanting to add everything back in. So when you do these futile explorations for value engineering and then end up putting it all back in anyway because then suddenly they find the money or, you know, we have to have this. We will get rid of this instead.
Yeah.
And so
to make it happen.
I will say that is the biggest challenge and it's just staying calm and going with the flow mm-hmm. along the way. And, you know, although we want to pay this amount, not a dime more, but we also want to add this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
So
unrealistic.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's managing those yeah. expectations.
And learning their priorities and really, you know, keeping them focused, right?
Right.
Like, hey, your priority is to have a big kitchen that you and your whole family can gather around. Let's put most of our money there.
Right.
You know, don't
and reel
sacrifice
people back
that.
Into the
Yeah.
Priorities.
And sometimes I'll
yes.
tell clients, don't sacrifice this for this. It's not worth it. You know,
right.
you can do this down the line or
right.
something like that.
Yeah.
You know,
you
this
can
is important to you now.
The high-end backsplash to have more space and function.
Right. Or you know what? Let's just paint the wall a really great color instead of wallpaper. It's a huge room. It's going to be expensive. Let's put that money towards something else.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
And like all things in life, we have to prioritize. And sometimes we have to make choices.
100%.
And having someone guide you is important. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a request that has been so crazy that you're like, oh, hell no, we can't do this? Nothing that you've encountered yet?
Not in terms of interior design, no.
That's good. Nothing too crazy?
No.
or anything you can't say on air.
Yeah. Well, I meant like other jobs, yes, but not interior design.
We're good if there's nothing crazy.
Yeah, no. Yeah,
you're lucky.
Yeah. You know? I think we've had pretty good clients. You know, every now and then it's a challenge, but
that's
the most
awesome.
Part,
and we kind of like doing the different stuff too, like the fun, cool, unique stuff.
Challenging
that's
stuff.
What our firm targets is like we want unique projects, more interesting projects, something not so cookie cutter.
Right. So that you can bring out the personalization.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, and I think honestly for interior design, if you say something so outrageous, it gets shut down anyway. Right. Like, no, you cannot do that.
Yes. Yeah. It's not going to be good for resale.
That's what I do to Brigitte. You know?
Yes. Oh, and I know she's so subtle on how she delivers that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, yeah, no. I like to push the envelope a little bit in terms of that.
But it is about her.
But it's all beautiful.
Yeah. I totally get that. So, ladies, where can people find you?
Oh, we have a website. It's WolstonHomeAssoc.com on Instagram at WolstonHome_Associates.
And WA Interiors.
And at WA Interior.
Interior Design. Actually, WA Interior Design.
Okay. We're on Facebook.
And we're on 108 North Main Street in Doylestown.
Right next to the Bucks County Courthouse.
So I have a simple question I ask everybody.
Okay.
Brigitte, if you were to be a tool, what would you be and why?
Oh, God. Okay. Let's think about what the tools do. I don't know. What tool is someone who likes to help people, but at the same time, don't mess with me. a sander? Oh. Smooth things out? Ah, Tyler, that's an amazing answer.
That works.
But is that boring? Because I'm not boring either. I don't know. I'd probably be a bunch of them mixed in one.
Things light and smooth again.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe. Let's go with Sander. And if I know I'm going to change my mind on the drive home, be like, why didn't I say that?
You can text me.
I'm going to go with like a screw gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I want it fast and efficient. And
you
want
to make stuff happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I'm like authoritative about it too.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Are you the hammer? So.
I am a hammer.
Yeah, I know.
Because
you're
a hammer is a tool of impact and connection.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's oh, there so you go. Okay, so can I be a hammer then too?
Yes, you can be a hammer too, love.
Sometimes I'm a sander though. There you go.
Well, thank you guys for being here. And as always, remember that doing it yourself doesn't mean doing it alone.
No way.
Thank you guys.
I'm so happy.